3rd December 1945. Ahetuka Bhakti, motiveless devotion. In August 1944, a Bengali youth in ochre-colored robes, by name Chinmayananda, a Pracharak, preacher of the Hindu religion belonging to the Birla Mandir in Delhi, came here. He had gone round several countries, visited the Aurobindo ashram, and came here with a letter from Dilip Kumar Roy. He is fond of devotional music and has a fine voice. It was clear from the conversation that he was a follower of the bhakti cult of Chaitanya. He performed bhajan in the presence of Bhagawan 4 or 5 times, singing songs in Sanskrit and Hindi. It seems someone who was in charge of a modern adhyatmic spiritual institution told him that he cannot reach his goal in this life unless he stayed at one place undisturbed. With a view to finding out Bhagawan's opinion in this matter, one day he approached Bhagawan and asked in a general way, "Swami, can sadhakas attain this goal in life if they go around the world, absorbed in singing songs in the praise of God? Or should they stay at one place only for the purpose?" "It is good to keep the mind concentrated on one thing only wherever the person wanders. What is the use of keeping the body at one place only if the mind is allowed to wander?" Said Bhagawan, "Is ahetuka bhakti, devotion without a motive, possible?" asked that young man. "Yes, it is possible," said Bhagawan. Some time back, when some others also asked the same question during conversation, Bhagawan had replied, saying, "Why is it not possible? The bhakti, devotion, of Prahlada and Narada was only ahetuka bhakti. The devotion shown by our Bhagawan towards Arunachala is an example of this type of bhakti. During the very first darshan, Bhagawan had said, 'O Father, I have come here according to your orders and have surrendered myself to you.' Look, Bhagawan says, Lord Arunachala had ordered and that he had come. Why was he ordered and why had he come? Bhagawan had come and had surrendered himself completely. If asked for what purpose he had done all that, what is there to say? See the bhava, meaning, in the 7th stanza of Arunachala Navamanimala, written by Bhagawan in Tamil. This was translated into Telugu by G. Narasimha Rao. What is the purpose indicated in this stanza? Nothing. Bhagawan tells us now and then that ahetuka bhakti, ananya bhakti, purna bhakti, and the like are synonymous with jnana, and are not different.